Brian, Danny Maguire appointed the new captain of the side. How tough a decision was that?
It would need considering. I think if you look at the Rhino squad, you'd admit that we've got a whole host of leaders, have had a whole host of leaders for a lot of years now, and you know, still in the squad, we've got the likes of Jeremy Jones, Buchanan, Rob Burrow, Carl Ablett, Ryan Hall, you know, some seasoned campaigners that have been successful in the past and still got the best years in front of them. But someone like Danny Maguire has been pivotal to the team's success in recent times. He's had an interesting career, Magsy, in terms of how he's played the game, and I think the supporter and the bloke that would sniff out a try has developed into a fella that now provides more tries for everybody else. And I think the game needed that. You know, the game demanded that. You can't just have a fella on the field who just backed up all the time and got on the end of things. You know, somebody who plays the pivotal position that Magsy does. The game demanded that he had more of an influence over others and start to provide for others, and he does that really well. So, you know, after a bit of consideration, he came out on top there, Danny Maguire. And in fairness, he's been pivotal, you know, for the last 18 months anyway. I know Kevin has been such a fantastic leader for this club for so many years, but Magsy was always there on his shoulder, and whenever Kevin was quiet, Magsy normally picked up the baton there and ran with it. So it's probably an easy decision than what most people would think.
He's obviously very vocal as a player anyway. Do you see the captaincy changing how he approaches games at all?
I certainly hope not. I think the way he approaches games is great. I think, you know, he's got some natural leadership about him as Danny Maguire, and you know, I think if you put him on a pedestal and put a microphone in front of him, I'm not sure that would be his style. He pretty much shies away from the public side of it. But put him in the heat of battle and the most intense of situations, you know, nobody needs anybody who's supported Leeds for a number of years now knows that Magsy normally steps up to the plate and certainly wants the ball in his hands. And, you know, last couple of years, I remember some really tough occasions and some tough moments where, you know, Danny Maguire's got the ball in his hands and he either come up with a play or come up with something himself. And, you know, that's the leadership that I hope he continues with. And I've talked to Danny Maguire about, you know, some of my expectations have been being captain, but really it's for him to find his feet with the role. You know, he'd have an idea about, you know, what the role is. He knows about leadership, but I hope he continues doing what he's been doing anyway.
He's the first Leeds lad to captain the Rhinos on a permanent basis in the Super League era. That's something obviously he'll take a great deal of pride on, being a hometown boy.
Yeah, I remember talking to Jimmy Peacock last year, and when Kevin was out of the team, Magsy took over, and I just checked in with JP about doing that, and JP stressed to me how much of a desire it was for Jimmy Peacock to coach, you know, his hometown club. Magsy's not the type of person to come knocking on your door and saying this is what I want, but I do know it's something that Magsy treasures. It's something that he's wanted to do for a long time, and I know he feels very honoured and privileged to do it. So he's addressed the team and give his thoughts to the team about his role as captain. And the thing that everybody got from Magsy from his little short speech to the players was how proud he is and how much of a privilege he sees it.
We've obviously lost some leaders from the group from last year. The different style of captain in Danny from Kevin, and also opportunity for other players to step into those leadership type roles.
Do you know, it's a really interesting challenge for everyone involved. It's obviously a talking point, you know, for somebody, you know, for two of them especially, JP and Kevin Sinfield, they're you know, huge leaders they were, and that was a team of 2015, and that was the era almost that particular era comes to a close, and that we start a new era now. And I tell you what, we're not going to try and do is replace them. We're not going to try and replicate what they had, because nobody could do that other than them. We just got to find a different way, an equally effective way, and, you know, steered by Danny Maguire, but quickly supported by the likes of Rob Burrow and Jimmy Jones Buchanan, Carl Abbott, Ryan Hall, and then you almost got the next wave coming through now in Callum Watkins and Zach Hardacre and Joel Moon is starting to make a name for himself within this squad. So some interesting times, some fascinating times, and I'm really, really, really looking forward to watching the fellas get on the field and start, you know, mixing it with the other teams and getting challenged by other teams and see what answers we come up with.
And just finally, first couple of days of the camp, are you pleased with how things are going so far?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. The players have been good as usual, and I think when you travel such a long distance, it's, you know, 9 and a bit hours, and then another 3 hours in the car to get to the venue where we are. You know, that in itself is a challenge, but you know, we've been saying for a long time, you know, and I think most clubs are getting it now, that how you conduct yourself is as equally important as actually what you is you're trying to do. And you know, this group has had that, you know, in their locker for quite some time. And you know, the first couple of days they've been great. They've you know, they've been attentive, and they've done everything asked of them. So really looking forward to the last few days, and the game on Sunday against the USA Hawks test team. So I've just got to work out which team I'm going to coach, haven't I?